My dad was still trying to farm, and everything was getting old and worn out, and I wanted to go to Oregon. But I got to work with a guy building in Pier, and had carpenter work.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for him, and when he finished the job there, he came to Rapid. And then I met his sister and married her.
And Margaret Doffenbaugh.
Yeah, Margaret Doffenbaugh.
Margaret Ann.
And that was the end of my travel right there. I haven't got out of Rapid City yet.
You know, I talked to her the other day. I said, how did he ask you to marry him? And she said, well, he said, if I asked you to marry me, would you? And she said, well, you haven't asked me yet. So anyway, that's how that went down.
So we were united.
Yes.
In marriage. So I've remained there. And in Rapid City, I worked at houses, building houses. I worked for glass companies, setting up plate glass windows type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I work all the time until now I've gotten old enough to retire. And so life's been good to me. But I still would like to go to Oregon, but I'm not going to make it, I don't think.
But then, after you're working carpentry work, then you joined the fire department.
Yes. I was tired of just working, so I got on the fire department. You work a day, 24 hours, and then you're off 24 hours. That was a day on, a day off. But then pretty soon it gets pretty tiresome because you're tired all the time, and you always had an extra job than the fire department trying to make a living. But then it got to the point where I didn't hardly ever see Margaret. By that time, we had a couple of kids and never got to see all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so with her permission, I noticed that, her permission, I quit. And since then, she helped me get through college, and I taught school for there in Rapid City for, about 20 years.
More than that, I think. You got a bachelor's of education, and then you got a master's degree.
Yeah.
And became an English teacher. And Susie, your daughter, my sister, is followed you into English education. And she actually, the year you retired, didn't she start teaching? And
then I'd be concerned about Kenny here. I hope he's going to make it. But I'm happy with what he's doing and the way he's doing it. I'm very proud of our kids, very much so.
And now you have grandkids that are doing great things too. So
all of them have a job. They aren't looking for work. They've all got a job.
Yeah.
And that has value. If you just haven't got a job, you sit around, then you get yourself in trouble.
Are you getting in trouble now that you're retired?
Oh, I can't remember what trouble is. My mind's failing.
What do you think your life would have been like if you and Ma hadn't met and you would have, lived a, kind of to yourself? And
I could see myself probably as doing some kind of physical work, very possibly a beer drinker.
Yeah.
And also buried several years ago if things had been rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, life's been good to me. And I think Kenny's example of my efforts, ha ha.